CBS is relaunching its morning television show on Monday with veteran newsman Charlie Rose. It's a bold move. Rose's cerebral highbrow approach will set CBS apart from the chatty, breezy style of the Today Show and Good Morning America. Commentator Andrew Wallenstein says the network is shaking things up because they're a little desperate.
Charlie Rose may very well be the best interviewer on the planet. If there's something important in the news, chances are he's left his mark on the story.
Does this have any political implications as to how China sees itself? Is this going to be one of those years in which conservatives will say, we didn't have one candidate like Ronald Reagan to coalesce around? Tell me what you want people to know about Dr. King.
But Rose's style is not the kind you'd expect to see on morning TV, where Matt Lauer is better known for cracking wise with Russell Brand or cracking eggs alongside Paula Deen.
You do buttermilk mashed potatoes. Why do you like buttermilk in so many recipes?
The buttermilk just gives it a little tang, just a little bite.
You won't be seeing an in-studio kitchen or even a jolly weatherman on CBS's new show. That's because the network is taking a more serious tack than its competitors. And they might as well try something different. Despite relaunch after relaunch, the program has been trailing Today and Good Morning America for 30 years. But understand that what CBS is doing now runs counter to the fluff-filled formula that's driven morning TV for decades. Not that CBS is zagging entirely to its competitor Zig. While Rose will anchor the 7 o'clock hour, at 8, the network will bring in Gayle King.
We did a story here recently on the show about Mondays. Right. That Mondays are the crankiest days for people.
She's best known for being Oprah's sidekick, and she had her own show on Oprah's cable network.
But you have something that your culture, what do you call it? Your culture Mondays?
Looking forward to Mondays.
The OWN channel has been struggling since its launch. Why she's jumping out of the frying pan that is Oprah's network into the fire at CBS, only her agent can explain. But here's what I'd like CBS to explain. Why the schizophrenic shift in tone that will come from sober analysis at 7 to peppy patter from King an hour later. It's also strange for CBS to get high-minded at a time when the Today Show may be going in the other direction. With Lauer potentially leaving at the end of his contract this year, the network is reportedly talking to Ryan Seacrest.
Back with you here on American Idol. Don't forget to...
Now, I respect any network in this day and age for doing something that doesn't contribute to the continual dumbing down of America. But this strategy is a Hail Mary pass headed out of bounds. There's no way it's going to work, but I sort of wish it would.
Andrew Wallenstein is the TV editor of Variety.
This is NPR News.